Well, it's been fascinating offseason when you go searching for a quarterback after winning a championship. Not many teams have to do that. I think I really like the two candidates, the main candidates in Sanchez and Lynch that you got. I thought it was a fantastic move by John's part to wait it out so long and not panic and go out and sign two guys right off the bat. He waited it out and got probably the best value at that position at that point in time for very little money up front. I mean, when you're drafting a guy at, what, 26 overall, where you get him instead of, you know, paying, say, $12 million a year for a Ryan Fitzpatrick or $7 million a year for a guy like Colin Kaepernick, you sign, you know, you get Paxton Lynch for really only $7 million guaranteed. That's a really smart move. And you get a guy who comes in and learns it your way right from the start. I think Mark Sanchez is very athletic. He's shown that he can get a team to an AFC championship game, get him close. I think he fits into this system very well. He's obviously got to play better than he has overall for his career to get this team back there. And the last thing I would say is, look, the quarterback play here last year was not great overall, so it's not like they have to be tremendously better than they were last year to get this team back into the playoffs. I think the bar is somewhat low in that respect, but the bar is incredibly high in terms of the expectations, obviously.
With regards to John Lynch, he goes into the Broncos Ring of Fame this year. He's also going into the Bucks version of their Ring of Fame. How do you feel that would help John's candidacy maybe for something like the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
Well, I'm going to definitely say, since I'm in Denver at the moment, the Broncos Ring of Fame is far better than the Buccaneers Ring of Fame, so you can say that right off the bat. Look, it's nice. As a Hall of Fame voter, I don't really look at Ring of Fame things because there's a lot of players who are in Ring of Fames and, you know, team Hall of Fames and things like that. You're really looking at the totality of somebody's career. John Lynch is a really fascinating candidate to me. I spent a lot of time. I think he made 9 Pro Bowls, if I remember correctly. There are only 4 or 5 men in the history of the game who have made that many Pro Bowls who are not in the Hall of Fame. I think there are about 60 who are in. I think based on a career achievement, Hall of Fames, there's a very strong argument for John Lynch. The safety position is very hard to go through. I think that we need to build some momentum in there and get some of those guys in. And I think he's eventually going to have a chance. I just don't know that it's going to happen in the next couple of years.